The PTSD Coach is a mobile app for smartphones that was jointly developed by the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Defense. And the app was created for service members, veterans, and even civilians who either have PTSD or may have some symptoms of PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder. And the app is not considered to be a replacement for standard face-to-face care, but it provides tools that can be used by the individual either alone or in collaboration with a treatment provider, either during or between sessions. And it includes features that provide education, self-management tools to help manage the symptoms, and links to social supports and crisis lines, and a validated self-assessment. And one of the really cool things is that media and contacts on the user's phone are actually leveraged to create personalized stress management skills. And so the app, which is fully 508 compliant, is publicly available for free on both iOS or Apple platforms as well as Android platforms. And since its launch in April of 2011, it's been downloaded over 31,500 times in over 50 countries.
Let me ask you who at VA was involved in making sure that clinically it was something that could be depended on, that it was proper in medical terms.
That's such an important point. And so the PTSD Coach was developed by our National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. And from start to finish, it took about 15 months from conception, sort of talking to veterans, understanding that this is something that they would find helpful, until public release. Most of that time, though, was not related to the actual software development. That was a relatively small portion of the time. Most of the time was spent in researching design principles for apps, formulating what to include, and writing the content, because with the PTSD Coach, we wanted to make sure that that the information would be, first of all, relevant and useful to veterans and what they would be looking for from such an app, but also that it would be clinically appropriate and that what we would be providing would be helpful to individuals to get through those difficult moments.
I understand it's been downloaded tens of thousands of times from several different countries, but have you gotten any feedback from people who might have downloaded it, who might have benefited from it?
We don't have a tremendous amount of identifiable feedback because it is anonymous to download. But overall, the app has been really well received by veterans from all eras of service, with an especially strong positive response from our younger veterans. So overall, the informal feedback that we've received from male and female veterans in our residential PTSD programs is that the app is very valid for their needs. It currently has an iTunes rating of 5 out of 5 stars. And if you go on the iTunes store, you can see some of that anonymous feedback, which is highly positive, and it's between 4 and 5 stars on the Droid marketplace. And when we look at aggregate usage data, so none of it's identifiable individually, but the level of usage that we would expect to see is consistent with what we're seeing. So the sort of median level of usage is about 1.7 sessions a day. And so what that tells us is that individuals are seeing this as being useful on a daily basis.
We are speaking with Dr. Sonia Batten, Deputy Chief Consultant for Specialty Mental Health at the Veterans Affairs Department. And do you feel that the number of downloads and the high usage indicates that the stigma that might have been associated with PTSD earlier is starting to finally go away? Or are people using it in the privacy of their smartphones, so to speak, because that stigma is still there?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that since September 11th, the level of public awareness to post-traumatic stress disorder and other responses to potentially traumatic events, I think that's in the public sort of language now. It wasn't something that we talked a whole lot about, you know, 10 years ago. So I think part of it is increased awareness, and so people even think to go on the iTunes store and look for something about PTSD. But part of it, I think, is also that, especially for people who may not quite have gotten to the point where they're ready to ask for help or are uncomfortable talking to somebody, we actually hope this might be a first step for some of those people who may still see some of the stigma attached to PTSD. Maybe this is a first step where they can learn a little bit more about PTSD, figure out if it might apply to them, and if it might be worthwhile to talk to a professional.
And the app has certainly been well received by the Federal Communications Commission, which has bestowed upon you the Advancements in Accessibility Award. Tell us what that award means for your group as you put the app together.
Well, I think it, you know, it was really a validation for us because we, as we worked on developing the app, we wanted to make sure that the app was available for individuals, providing them with tools they could use whenever and wherever they wanted. And so that, I think, is the essential nature of accessibility. In terms of accessibility for the visually and hearing impaired, we also, you know, took great pains to make sure that the app was fully Section 508 compatible, so that anybody with a visual or hearing impairment could use the app just as well as anybody else.
And when you say use the app whenever and wherever they might want to, is there a component of this that if people are feeling particularly stressed in a given moment, there is something in that app that might help them get through that moment?
Absolutely. That is the heart of the app. There's education and ways of assessing your symptoms, but really the heart of the app are hundreds of suggestions for how to get through difficult moments. And they may be as simple as, you know, go for a walk and get some exercise, but some of them are much more complex. There are breathing exercises, there are relaxation exercises, and as I mentioned, it also, with the user's sort of guidance, it connects up to media in their own phone, so media like their own photos that might be soothing or might make them smile, or their own music. You know, music is a great way to get through a difficult moment, but if you have to search through your phone looking for that one piece of music in a difficult moment, that's harder to do. So with the setup of the app, individuals can link to those pieces of music that are meaningful, inspiring to them, or that make them laugh. And so there are some really easy ways to help people get through difficult moments.
So it sounds like this application could be used by almost anybody that has anxiety or whatever from time to time, not necessarily vets with PTSD.
Absolutely. I have to tell you that that I am not a veteran with PTSD, but I have been frequently demoing the app for people all over the country. And so I've got the app set up on my phone, and I got to tell you, it's really useful to be able to go to those images or go to those pieces of music or get suggestions for how to handle a stressful moment. I use it myself.
Is this the way things are going to go? How is this award going to impact future applications for mental health?
We already have a number of apps that are in the pipeline to come out next for both veterans and family members for a variety of different mental health concerns or teaching mental health skills. We also are developing some apps that would be used specifically in conjunction with some of our evidence-based therapies and sessions. So some of our treatments for depression or insomnia, we're actually developing apps that then the veteran and the therapist can use together to reinforce the skills that we're providing in therapy.